We have the roadmap to torture being released in the CIA memos, infuriating some, including human rights groups, who want to hang Obama upside down for the fact that he is not following, prosecuting those that were involved in the so-called torture techniques. I think the bigger thing is the fact that the memos were released in the first place, but you can thank the ACLU for that one. If you haven't heard, we'll dive into it. Four big memos released earlier in the day. And there's other things that we're going to jump to, too, as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As always, psyched to be here at the helm with you on this crazy roller coaster. The Water Cooler Express, we'll go there, and we'll go in a couple of other places, including John Madden, who, to me, really, I think, brought football to me. Because my grandfather used to watch the Eagles games, and a lot of times John Madden and Pat Summerall did the Eagles and the Giants when they played in the NFC East, when it was those rivalry games, obviously, because they played each other twice a year. And that always seemed to be one of the big games. I would sit and watch it with them, and it really gave us a bonding. And, of course, Pat Summerall, his longtime partner, they went on to CBS and then to Fox, and Summerall eventually was out at CBS, and then Madden went on to ultimately Monday Night Football at ABC, and then on to NBC. So now he's going to end at NBC. That last Sunday night broadcast was the last time, of course, you saw John Madden's Super Bowl. And now he's history. There was no grand farewell tour, and apparently he didn't want that. Which is, I guess if you think of John Madden as being the everyday guy in the booth, the rough guy who played football, who coached football, and then was one of the premier broadcasters, because nobody did it like Madden for 30 years, it kind of fits his personality. So there was no shoving out the door, ooh, it's time to retire, but at 72, he decided it was time to go. Here's what Dick Ebersol, the man at the helm of the sports world for NBC, had to say about Madden and then ultimately his replacement.
And he looked at me and he said, there's a part of it that's very appetizing, but I learned a long time ago, when you realize that it's time, it's not time for halfway measures, right. It's time for full-time measures. And this means I should come home while everybody in my family has their health and enjoy them. He brought the enjoyment of the game. He didn't bring many of the woes. And most importantly of all, he talked in a very simple, fun way. He's been the best broadcaster for 30. I wonder whether or not there's ever been anybody else who's had that kind of a role for that long. I mean, I think of somebody like Johnny Carson, who I thought was unparalleled in what he did, but that wasn't 40 years. Now, in John's case, there always had been, in my mind, a chance somewhere along the line that he might decide to leave. So at the same time that I hired John, I hired the best young broadcaster in the business, Chris Collinsworth, and for the last 3 years he's been the star of Football Night in America. And he'll take John's place beginning this fall. And he's great. And at this particular point, though, I don't want to get too bogged down in talking about the future. I think it's a good time to have a week of celebrating John Madden.
All right, so that was nice of Dick Ebersol to say that. He mentions Chris Collinsworth, but then goes on to say, you know, it's really not about that, though. We know what we're going to do, and here's what we're going to do, but let's honor John Madden. There is hardly anyone bigger in broadcasting, period. His voice so familiar, his face so familiar. That's why the Madden game just flew off the shelves. Anytime he wrote a book, he wrote a couple of books about football, fundamental books and funny books. And, of course, he was known for the turkey legs he handed out on Thanksgiving and some of the other shenanigans. And, boy, the players just loved John Madden, just loved him. And, of course, he was great during the Super Bowl game. I mean, he is the most famous TV sports analyst, I'd have to say, in my lifetime, maybe of all time. There's been some tremendous sportscasters. And in the beginning of the week, to me, another guy that I grew up with in my area in Philadelphia, I talked about this being such a big baseball person, Harry Callis, just slumping off while he was prepping for a game for the Phillies against the Nationals, And what a great way to go in one sense, because he was doing what he was known for and what he loved. And he, of course, had done the Phillies for 40 years. So here you have that same week at the end of the week, John Madden deciding to say, you know, this, you just know when it's time and you don't want to do this half in, half out. And he was, I think he was the NFL forever. He really, really put it, he really put the NFL on the map. I believe so, because of the way he called games. When you watched the broadcast of the Super Bowl, I mean, just incredible, just engaging to watch this man. And what was so interesting about Madden is as he aged, it didn't matter, because you could get somebody in their 20s, somebody in their 30s, 40s, and so on and so forth, and they would all agree, most of them enjoyed what he did. The Madden Cruiser now is stopped, is parked. He gets to enjoy his family. And as he said, I thought it was excellent what he said, that everybody's in good health right now, and that's the thing to do. You just know when you know. So a legend deciding to step out of the game. No more Sunday nights with John Madden. In fact, he had his own, he did talk about retiring. I think we have that. Here's what he had to say about retiring.
I decided to retire. Heck, I can't even say it, but I decided to retire. And, you know, it's tough because, not because I'm not sure it's the right time. I mean, I really feel strongly that this is the right time, but I'm just going to miss everything about it because, you know, I enjoyed it so much. And it was one of those things, when you get around 70, you have to start thinking, you know, at some point it's going to be over. But I was one that always believed that you never say you're going to retire before you do, because once you say it, then you've already done it in your mind and you've already quit.
All right, so he's right. Once you said it, and that's the whole thing, you know he's not going to bounce back on it. I'm sure he'll pop up somewhere, maybe here and there, but not as the traveling, going to the games, all this stuff, not as that guy that's familiar each and every week seeing him. So it'll be a strange start to the season without John Madden. And that was it, the Super Bowl, and he's done not coming back for the encore to take the bow. He wasn't that kind of guy. He doesn't need the curtain calls, I guess. So Madden gone. What does that mean to you? Thanksgiving without John Madden. And, of course, as always, there's some people being critical and saying it was time for him to go, or should he have gone, all this other stuff. He stepped out at the right time. He finished on a high note with a very good game. We should all be so lucky to be able to leave something that way, instead of feeling like you're staying at the party too long. And I think that's the point that he was trying to make. He wanted to spend time with the people in his life before it was too late. Waterboarding, torture, all that kind of stuff. And Sarah Palin raising her profile in Indiana. We'll talk about that. 800-259-5791. Kate with you on ATN.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
So the Republican Party in need of somebody to lead and get it together before the next election. So that would be, what, 2012? Hey, everybody, that's where we're starting here on America Tonight. We want to weigh in on John Madden. Sad to see him go. Was the timing right, or would you have liked to see that farewell tour? He wasn't going to do that, but part of me would have liked to see that, I guess, because I treasured the games I listened to. I can't think of ever listening to one of the broadcasts and saying, "Eh, that wasn't so great. I, you know, whatever, they missed that or they didn't do this." I thought he was funny, and he was funny about mistakes. He had a great way of when there was any kind of a fumble of picking it up. And I've got a good John Madden story. I'm going to share this with you here in a couple of minutes. But 800-259-5791 would be weird, especially you just think of Madden and Thanksgiving, even though he was doing the Sunday night thing and all that. Okay, so Governor Perry wants to be the face, I'm sure, in 2012, and he's gotten a lot of publicity, national publicity lately, because of the secession talk and saying, you know, we don't want big government anymore and we want Washington out of our hair and Texas can handle Texas, and so if we have to secede to do it, we will. And of course, that on the heels of the anti-tax, the Tea Party stuff just made that story swell and get even bigger. And he wants to make a push, I've heard, he wants to make a push for the presidency, or would like to possibly explore that. Somebody else who would like to explore that, at least the people around her would. Sarah Palin, I think, has sights set on 2012 as well. And Sarah Palin was asked by an anti-abortion group in Indiana, a big their big fundraising dinner to come and speak, and they never thought that she would take them up on it. But sure enough, the Alaska governor showed up. They sold out immediately the second it was announced that she was going to be the speaker. So Palin, the 2008 Republican vice presidential candidate, who, of course, criticized Obama's positions on abortion and, you know, right to life and all that sort of stuff and where we were headed in this country in that sense, I think is trying to make a play to continue to raise her public profile. Even in the crowd, some people wore Palin 2012 shirts. Remember, GOP National Chairman Michael Steele described her as one of the party's standard bearers. But too early to say what will happen in 3 years. But keep this in mind. You've got two people who are definitely exploring that possibility. One is the governor of Texas, and the other, of course, is Sarah Palin. And Sarah Palin is one of those people. There is no gray area with Sarah Palin. Either you like Sarah Palin or you don't like Sarah Palin. Remember that when she first came out, she was embraced by a lot of people. And then in a couple of interviews and with a couple of trip-ups, she was just crucified by some people in the media, and she was crucified by people in the party, too. And there was a lot of controversy that followed Palin around. 800-259-5791. We're still going to throw somebody in the dungeon. I have a couple of candidates for that, and I'll get to that in a second. In talking about Sarah Palin, the thing that I think she is probably, and the Saturday Night Live thing was hilarious, Tina Fey imitating her, but the brilliant thing about that is turning that into her gain by going on Saturday Night Live, and that was one of their best shows. So Tina Fey imitates her, and then she goes on and takes over for her, and I think it was high hilarity, I can speak, at its best. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube on the internet and just put in Saturday Night Live and Tina Fey and Sarah Palin, you'll get all that. And remember, she really busted her for that Russia stuff. Listen to this.
They're our next door neighbors, and you can actually see Russia from land here in Alaska. As Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America, where do they go? It's Alaska.
Yeah, see, and that was one of the things that started, I think, the media nailing Sarah Palin for saying various things, and then, of course, that Saturday Night Live skit. But like I said, hey, she turned it around in her favor, went on the show, all that other sort of stuff, and that was smart, rather politicking. 2012, I think it's way too early to say, and see what happens with this president and where his approval ratings are. Right now, his approval ratings are still pretty good, and he hasn't even hit the 100-day mark for the flubs or the gaffes and then some of the things that have been done well. Right now he sits pretty popular with many, many Americans and others worried, of course, as to the direction that we're headed in. Hey, one of the things Obama talked about that I wanted to make sure that I jumped on is the fact that he's talking about doing this high-speed train. Can you imagine? You think of countries like, I'm thinking China and the way that's linked up, and then you think of the United States being hooked up with high-speed trains. Boy, the already shaky airlines probably don't like hearing stuff like that. I mean, you know, by the time you get all the, because, of course, we're drowning in debt, by the time you raise enough money for that, get enough money going to make that a reality, you're talking pretty much down the line. You know, that's not going to be a snap of the fingers. That's going to happen overnight. You think in other countries, in China, and how long it took to hook that up, and they have an incredible system. And even in Japan, especially, their high-speed trains, amazing how fast you can get from point A to point B in Japan. They may be the best example of that. I think it's a smart move, but, you know, always I go back to the same thing. How are we paying for this? How much are we leveraging for the things that we want to do? I mean, now, you know, we have these things that make sense, and of course it would create jobs, and it would be an incredible mode of transportation, something that should have actually happened a long time ago, and it would drastically change, hey, the way we travel. you think of the highways, the byways, and certainly the plains, but how quick could you get from, you know, point A to point B, and how much cheaper maybe would it be in the long run? But again, the pay, who's paying for this? Now, the stimulus package had a chunk in it for roads and bridges and rails and transit and all that other sort of stuff. The $8 billion, I guess, is part of the $64 billion in that package for that. So I'm assuming a chunk of it would go toward the development and probably would start in, I'm assuming, you could start the high-speed rail in the Midwest. When we talk about carbon dioxide and all that stuff, I mean, all that's good and green, people are going to like that, but it's going to take a long time to snap this all together, and you'd have two major, I mean, I can think of 10 actually major areas, and I'm sure you talked about that, where you would hook the rail system up besides the Midwest. Hey, Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Thanks for the jingle. How are you, buddy?
Hey, pretty good, Jay. You?
Good. What do you think, Palin, Perry, you like any of them?
Oh, I think Palin, I think she was treated pretty unfair by the media. I mean, I went on a website the other day for a guy who's coming out with a new documentary, and Sarah Palin's in about the media malpractice. And, I mean, he interviewed several Obama voters, and he'd ask them questions like, which one of the four candidates was kicked out of a presidential race for plagiarism on a speech? Well, everybody knows it's Joe Biden, but not these guys.
Right.
They had no idea. They had no idea that Obama got three people booted off his ballot for U.S. Senate. So he was the only one running. They had no idea. But when he said which one had a teenage daughter who was pregnant, Sarah Palin, they all guessed that. Which candidate's party spent $150,000? They all knew that.
On the clothing, yeah.
Right. Then he asked him, and the best one was, he said, you know, he took Sarah Palin's quote, which you just played, of Russia, and then took Tina Fey's, and everybody thought that she was the one that said, oh, I can see Russia from my house in Los Angeles.
See, and that is the problem. That's like what I said. She used it to her advantage because people didn't dig deep enough. And then once the comment was out, it was, of course, misquoted. And Palin, Stu, is the favorite of a lot of people, but 2012, a little ways off. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy. But we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Your turn is to play my case. No OBS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I turn my eyes down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
It's interesting, and just talking to Stu, listening to us on WVLK, how many people listening would vote for Sarah Palin? Do you think that he's right, she hasn't gotten a fair shake? And I'll tell you this, it doesn't matter what the media thinks or who prints what. If the nation embraces the person, they embrace them. And that whether somebody sits in and says, well, you know, you heard the Russia comment, or you heard this about her daughter got pregnant, or blah, blah, blah. Nobody's going to care. If you're popular, you're popular, and no doubt. I mean, look at Barack Obama. You think of the Reverend Wright and some of the other things, the Tony Resco connections, and some of the things that came out surrounding Obama, and he certainly deflected that because he had popularity, and there were a lot of people that wanted to see him get elected. If enough people want to see somebody get elected, and there's a big push, a big movement, and it's strong enough, it could happen. And I think Rick Perry and Sarah Palin know that there's an opening right now to build their credibility within the GOP, and you'll see her, I think, crop up more in speeches because they sell out. She's like an overnight sensation. And Rick Perry, with the seceding from the union and those kind of speeches about the government that's just doing us wrong and all these other things, I think that he's trying to raise his profile as well. You want to throw in your 2 cents about that, you can, 800-259-5791. Or also, too, we're talking about John Madden. The story I was going to tell you is I had Pat Summerall on a show that I was doing, a sports show that I did. And Summerall was great. We talked about all kinds of things about his career and his career as a New York Giant. We went all the way back there and talked about broadcasting. And he told me about the first time he met John Madden. He was broadcasting, you know, they told him about John Madden, and he had to climb all the way up to this booth that they were broadcasting from. And pretty much now in most of the stadiums, they have elevators, of course. And even some of them had elevators before, but you couldn't always get up in the elevators because it was too crowded or whatever. And so John Madden crawls up to the booth, and when he gets up there, he's just all pure sweat, and he is just dying, gasping for breath. And Pat Summerall said that he looked at him and thought, my goodness, you got to be kidding. Is he going to be able to do this week after week? And then once they hooked up and he got in the booth and they started to rap and got on the air, he knew it from the first time they hit the airwaves together that it was magic, and it was magic. And that's the thing. It's also about the person you're there with. You can have one person who is good solo, or they're good with certain people, and they just don't team right with somebody else. Now, Keith Olbermann, I don't like his politics. It's not my brand of politics on his show that he does now on MSNBC, but as a sports guy, there was nobody better than Keith Olbermann, I think, and Dan Patrick when they were together on the Tube doing SportsCenter. And there's a zillion examples like that. People listening to me all over the country, you know you have them. There's certain beloved broadcasters in your own neck of the woods that you like. But Madden was the national treasure. He got huge, huge ratings for whatever network he was on. People wanted to hear him. He was a spokesperson forever for so many things. If he endorsed it, you knew it was, you know, he was going to do well for whatever company he was endorsing, whatever it was, whether it was a hardware company or it was Outback or you name it. And then it translated into video games, and the video games fly off the shelves, and there's no doubt that the name Madden is a brand and so, so well known. So a lot of people stunned to hear that he was retiring, not, I guess, just without any great ceremony that, okay, John Madden's gone. I have to assume that, and hopefully he'll let someone do this, that he'll be honored somewhere. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame, and that was a big honor, and he says that and has talked about that. But I have to assume that somewhere, some game, there'll be something, and I think the NFL will want it, whether it's the Super Bowl or whatever, to honor John Madden. I hope they do. I hope that they talk him into that. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, and Dick Ebersol, the skipper at NBC, and whoever else in his life, his longtime agent, because he deserves that kind of a send-off. Speaking of send-offs, and I know this is a rough turn, but I feel like I have to mention it. The story that we talked a lot about the tail end of last week and really going into this week, because it was Friday when it all unfolded, but in Tracy, California, which is outside of San Francisco, you had thousands of people who showed up for the funeral of an 8-year-old girl that they didn't know, but that they felt that they needed to be there to smile, to lend a hand if they could, just to in their presence, because so many people who didn't know this little girl combed the woods for her, looking for her. Sandra Cantu. And it has rattled California and I think the rest of the nation, because here we have a rare thing. A woman, psychotic, who knows what, alleged Sunday school killer, who has a young daughter of her own and took this girl into her home, into her clutches or whatever, and ended up killing her allegedly and throwing her in a suitcase, and then she's found in an irrigation pond. What a horrible thing. So no kidding, at a high school auditorium, there were 2,600 people. Yeah. And they showed, and this is the great thing, because you have to make this into a celebration, and that's what they did. It's disgusting and horrible and shocking and tragic and unbelievable, and you can't wrap your mind around it, but you got to move forward and do something for this family, and that's exactly what they did. They played happy clips of her on screens, and the aunt talked, and the relatives talked, and said things about the little girl and what she meant. And you know, there was this 10-day search for her. She disappeared March 27th, and massive sympathy. And after they found her body, and who knew that it would be this 28-year-old Sunday school teacher who lived just a couple of doors down. So she was arraigned, as you know, on Tuesday on charges of kidnap, rape, and murdering the child. And you have that bitterness, you have that rage and that anger that's just seething over you. And you have to, I think, or at least for the day, they could put that aside and just do the remembrance thing and try to make it more about, okay, here were the things that we remember and enjoyed. So, and you know how I feel earlier in the week, I threw this woman, I don't care if she's crazy or not, into the dungeon, and I think that's what they're going to try to prove, because it was my hope that they would go for the death penalty, but ultimately I think there's going to be an insanity defense. I can just feel it. And she, of course, tried to swallow razor blades, and it'll add to that, and then people will testify, or, you know, they'll, when I say testify, they'll investigate the comments of relatives and stuff, and it just may be that it's going to be a case that's not going to be a death penalty case. And I think that's a shame, because I think it should be. If there ever was a case for the death penalty, you know, I don't care who did it. I don't care what the statistics say. Oh, women never murder. It doesn't matter. It does happen. And it's the little girl's life that was snuffed out. It's the family left behind who will never feel 100% that you have to remember, I think, in this case. Hey, speaking of remembering, the sea captain, Richard Phillips, that captivated our attention when he was trapped for 5 days by the Somalian pirates and opened up this whole deal now that the U.S. isn't involved on what do you do in those waterways in the Indian Ocean and this whole piracy thing. Well, with so many horrible stories like the one I just talked about, the little girl being killed by the Sunday school teacher, or our economic woes, or the three dreaded letters AIG, you know, or any of the stuff on a daily basis that comes up that is sad and depressing. This was a good story because it has had a good ending for this sea captain, and he's on his way home. He jumped on a plane and is on his way home to Vermont. Thank goodness they finally got to the harbor in Kenya, and it's funny, he was on the USS Bainbridge, and there was a song pumped out. They were pumping out Leonard Skinner's song. You guys know this song, I'm Coming Home to You? They were pumping that one out all over the place. So he's on the way back, and that's good news certainly for the family. And I was thinking about heroes and how we define heroes, and I think you got to define him as a hero because he did something extraordinary to help his crew. He sacrificed himself, told them to get down, and it puts him front and center on the new list. And that list includes Sully Sullenberg, and we were talking about Jeff Skiles, the co-pilot, this week deciding to get back into a plane, and he's flying now again, and he's the first one to take to the airwaves again for U.S. Air. But those two, I think, well, I don't think, I know for sure, you're going to see this captain Phillips make the rounds just like Sully Sullenberg did. And I think that's good because we need heroes. You know, there was something I was reading today and I thought, oh, I wish I had thought of this because this is so apropos and so true. We have a vacuum that needs to be filled. And this definitely fits the bill, this captain and what he did and the fact that he sacrificed himself. He had a family and everything else, but he wanted to make sure his crew was okay. And thank goodness, this came out okay for him, and he was rescued by those SEALs, of course, who picked off the pirates, and then the other Navy personnel who got him back up on the boat, and his crew already back, and now he's on his way back as well. Coming up, we have news that you can abuse and a few other things.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
America Tonight, if you've listened to it, you know that we zig and zag all over the place. It's like a roller coaster, only we never stop. You know, roller coaster rides, it feels like a ripoff to me. They're so short. You're pushed all the way back at however many G's, but then it's over like boom, like that. Well, this show is never over. It's 4 hours, so we cover it wall to wall, water cooler buzz. The big story, besides the CIA memos being released, and some of the shocking details, because when you actually read it and you read all the details, it sounds worse. It just sounds worse because it really comes to life with the naked, the waterboarding, the walling, the insects, all that sort of stuff. And a lot of people not too happy with the president, certainly those who are human rights activists, because they think that the CIA employees who did that should be prosecuted. Obama said, no, let's move on, forget about it. I think the biggest mistake, and I said this before, was releasing the memos, because do we need to hand out more roadmaps? Yeah, they might have had to sit here and ponder for a month whether to release the memos, and isn't it a weighty decision, and blah, 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 and consulting people. But, you know, is there any sanctity for covert operations anymore? There's a reason why you do have some covert operations. Does it mean we can never have those again? Because if it comes down to security and we throw out every single detail, do you think we're going to have any security measures left in the book? I mean, come on. And I also take this into account. I know this infuriates a lot of people, but I was in New York and covered 9/11. I was there living in New York, New Jersey when it happened, and it was god-awful, trust me. And I wouldn't want to relive it. And it was awful and gut-wrenching and everything else, because the city was tore up, people were tore up, and it did bring people closer, but it was so bloody sad to take the trains and see the pictures and the everything else. And so I understand that everybody was furious. Everybody wanted revenge. They wanted to exact something out of this, and that wasn't being satisfied, that urge. So when the torture came out, or when this was going on, we're talking about 2002, 2003. So it's not to excuse a bunch of stuff, but it's to say you got to remember when all this happened. So now we're just throwing out the roadmap, though. And you can thank the ACLU for that, because it's part of a lawsuit deal. So there was a deadline looming, and there was a decision to be made, and the decision was to release it. And I don't think that the president would intentionally endanger the nation, but I don't think it was a smart move. I in all the analysis that they put together, I would like to see that why was the decision made to do that? Hey, speaking of decisions, Janet Napolitano, of course, the face of Homeland Security, was asked about this right-wing extremism reference in a report that was saying there was this, something was there was a buzz across the nation, and this was the buzz. And listen to what she had to say in the aftermath of people being a little bit enraged about that comment about right-wing extremism on the rise.
Well, I look forward to meeting and speaking with the chairman. I think he has misread the report, not only what it says, but its intent. These are routine intelligence assessments that are made for state and local law enforcement. They're for situational awareness. They're not accusatory and are meant to be accusatory. The last thing we want to do at the Department of Homeland Security is infringe on anyone's constitutional or civil rights. So I look forward to speaking with the chairman. I don't know that he's actually read the whole report. I know it's similar to other reports he's seen out of the department in years past. So, again, I think everybody needs to take a deep breath. There was a lot of Washington spin going on yesterday about this report. But all it was saying is, look, there's a constant and constantly changing threat environment in the United States. Our job is to protect against terrorism, whether it comes from abroad or internally. There are some factors that, unfortunately, but it is so, think Tim McVeigh, you need to be aware of. And it's not about accusing veterans. We have a huge number of veterans in our own department. The Coast Guard is a member of our own department. So it's far from that at all. But I'll meet with the leaders of some veterans groups next week, clear the air. I think the veterans of foreign wars, even yesterday, were saying, hey, wait a minute, this is not an accusation. But I'll meet with some of the other groups next week, and of course, I'll meet with the chairman.
All right, so that's the thing to do. I mean, I think her explanation was pretty good, because what are you going to do once you got the egg on your face? If the title of the document was wrong, how stupid to put that out there. But I don't think that was the case at all. And this has to do with the guns, the run on guns, and what's happening across the South and the Southeast. And so I believe they were nailed. And with the report again coming out and what it was titled, they being the Homeland Security folks, some of them brand new, are seeing, she called it the Washington spin, they're seeing how that works. You have to be careful which way you're dancing, and they were dancing in the wrong direction, and a lot of people not too happy with that label. Hey, we've been talking about John Madden and the fact that here he is in his 70s. He's the most famous TV sports analyst of all time. And, you know, I think of Frank Caliendo imitating him and what a funny job he does doing that. But I think he's somebody who you might not realize how much you're going to miss him until you actually sit down on those Sunday nights for those games. And how cool in a way and that he skated out on the top, because it goes down as one of the top five Super Bowls of all time, the battle in Tampa between the Steelers and the Cardinals. So maybe that was the fitting way to end. I would have kind of liked to see the farewell thing, because that would have been neat. And imagine how that, if I was NBC, I would have wanted that. Because imagine how that would have been played out in all the broadcasts that he did and in all the, in every single city that he went to for whatever the Sunday games were. It would have been like one big love fest for John Madden. Absolutely. Every single place. But I guess he just didn't, he just knew that it was time and he didn't want to do it and had nothing to do with his own health or the health of his family, because everybody's, he said, is in good health. It was about spending time with them. And, man, you think of it, like I said, you think of that Super Bowl broadcast. I'm glad now that I watched that, because I have no tape of that. I was away and I was in Hawaii and got to see it early, but, I have no broadcast of that. You think of the best NFL broadcast teams of all time, the pairing of Madden and Pat Summerall for all those years on CBS and Fox. Then I already said this, Madden and Michaels for 3 years on NBC. And his whole deal was, and I've been thinking about this a little bit more, and I guess because I've read some of his books and stuff, I think that the Madden charm was the fact that he was a teacher. That he understood that most of the people in the audience, they weren't players, they weren't coaches, they weren't those kind of guys. And if you could show them that, I mean, if you could show them sort of a football for dummies level, and you could talk to them about the, you know, with the telestrator, and you could do all the fun things with the turkey legs, I think he educated a generation too. And boy, he was good. That's just simply, it's, you got an interesting year coming up in the NFL without John Madden. You can shoot me an email day or night, americatonight.net.